Hello and welcome everyone to the second episode of Nerd Rage Podcast.
What's going on, guys? This is DLP, the Prince.
This is Adam. I don't have a nickname like Rob yet, so I'm just
he's got to work on that.
Yeah.
Today's episode, you know, we're gonna talk about the Royal Rumble. And we're actually gonna do our own predictions and whatnot about it.
Yeah, so might as well get into it because we got, after that, we have a whole slew of Marvel Cinematic Universe news that we're going to get into and sit back and enjoy. So for the Rumble, what we're going to do is we're going to make it kind of like a Sunday NFL countdown where we have the predictions for the matches and then we tally up, you know, who had more correct at the end of the pay-per-view, and this will go throughout the rest of the year, and then at the end of the year, we'll have some kind of wager on, you know, whoever had the most wins out of everybody gets some kind of reward. And I'm sure there'll be other people added to this podcast at some point that'll be included in this while others can't make it and whatnot. So let's get into this. And with the first match, the U.S. title match with Humberto versus Andrade, who do you got?
I already know Andrade's still going to keep it. I think they're sticking with him with that U.S. title for right now to give him some, you know, saying just to get him some build up with the belt. You know, Humberto's going to put on a good show, but you know Andrade is going to keep. I think he's going to keep that belt.
I actually, that was my pick too. I feel like he just got it, you know, recently. Yeah. They're not going to give it up just like that.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird for them to just be like, you know what? You know, we're going to switch it up. We're going to take it from you and give it to the other guy. You know?
Don't get me wrong. Humberto is going to be, you know, he's got great potential. So he'll, at some point, he'll have a title. Not sure which title, but he will have one. But yeah, I'm also going with Andrade on that match. The next match we have here is Sheamus versus, God, I hate this nickname, Shorty G.
I'm not a fan of Shorty, of the name change to Shorty G. I don't care for it. And honestly, the match is kind of just to me, yeah.
So, who do you got?
I don't know. I'll say Shorty G might pull something out, you know. That was one. It sucks because, like, there was a time when Sheamus was actually going to be like the face of the company. So like, it's weird now. Like now he's back from his injury.
Yeah,
they got him throwing in some stuff, and it's just man.
Well, I'm going to say Sheamus just because he's just coming back and stuff. But I'll throw a butt in there. My pick is Sheamus, but I can see maybe Shorty G winning by disqualification, where Sheamus just kicks the holy hell out of him and the ref just calls the match and disqualifies him for kicking the holy hell out of him.
I can see that. I can see Shorty G winning by like a count out, you know.
And then Sheamus coming in the ring and then beating the crap
out of him. Yeah. You know?
But yeah, that's one of the matches I'll be taking a bathroom break during.
Yeah, that's not gonna be a highlight of tonight.
Or tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. You know, tomorrow night.
Next match on that list, Roman and King Corbin.
Jesus Christ.
Falls count anywhere.
Still with this. I don't even know who to choose because it's just – I just don't.
Well, you got to think – you got to take into effect that the Usos will probably get involved on Roman's behalf and Dolph and whoever will get involved on – Baron's behalf.
Ugh, this is so bad. I just feel like they're not gonna. I don't know. Roman's gonna take that tonight.
I keep saying tonight. Yeah. Well, we were gonna do a prediction for Worlds Collide, which is tonight, but time constraints says this.
Yeah,
is not
it didn't make sense to go ahead and do one, and then already happens tonight. It's not enough time.
I, too, am going with Roman. I feel like this will probably be the match that kind of ends this.
I hope so, because please stop.
And, please. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't put any Rusev-Lashley
I don't think I've seen that.
Match. I hope they didn't, because frankly, I'm
tired. Then they might throw it in there or something.
They'll be in the
Rumble, unless they're
I'm
keeping
sure.
it for Raw. You know what I mean? They're keeping it for Raw, and then you're just going to see them at the Rumble, just like pop in doing a thing.
I feel like they'll be in the Rumble match.
They're going to have a moment where the two of them see each other or something, and everybody's probably going to throw them out.
Something stupid like that.
Yep.
But all right, let's move on to the SmackDown Women's Championship match with Bayley defending the title against Lacey Evans.
Don't see Lacey winning the title just, you know, yet. I don't even know why she's even going for a title over so many other talented, you know, women that's in there. But, yeah, I'm sticking with Bayley.
It's tough for me. I feel like I'm going to go with Lacey just because there's plenty of stops from now until WrestleMania, and I still feel like the SmackDown Women's title match at WrestleMania is going to be Bayley versus Sasha. That's what I feel like they're going to somehow lead into that, and those two will have, you know, time to display their talents.
The only way I see the two of them going against each other is if, like, literally, like, Vince struck gold and finally convinced Sasha to just go his way, because
yeah, but Sasha.
She almost left because of this.
I feel like Sasha would win that match. They would give her the belt over Bayley.
I think they would give it to her over Bayley, but
yeah. But that's another. Again,
I hope not. I hope it don't go down that route. She almost left.
And then the Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch defending against Asuka.
Man, that's a good match. Like, we should have had this match, like, a long time ago.
Yeah. And I'll give you my prediction first. And as much as I hate to say this, because I was a Becky Lynch fan, but I kind of got tired of it. But I think she's going to win. She's not losing that title until at least WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And
I was going with Becky because I didn't see her losing the title. Asuka's absolutely – she's one of my favorite. That girl is just, she's so far beyond the other girls, but
I like her as a heel
experience
much better than a face.
You gotta understand, she's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And like her, AJ, a lot of them, they did it all in Japan. They did all of it. So she's a pro. She can do either one. She can do heels. She can, you know, saying she can do face, whatever. But Becky's gonna keep that tonight. They're not gonna get out to Asuka
tomorrow night.
I keep saying tonight. I can't stop.
Before I get into the next three matches, I'm gonna throw a wild card match in there that you never know. They might add to the pre-show or even somewhere during the card if they have time. But Braun and Shinsuke Intercontinental Title match. Unless they already had it and I missed it because I haven't been really watching the last few weeks. But I'm surprised there's not an Intercontinental title match.
That's so weird.
I felt like if they did it, Braun would get it.
He needs a title. He needs something. You know, the man still hasn't had, you know, saying hasn't been able to hold the main title every time he went for it, you know, every time he hit like right there in his hands and they
again, that's probably, you know, another one of them WrestleMania moments. They'll give him the title match at Mania or something and he'll and by title match, I mean Intercontinental, not anything else.
Give him the U.S. title or the Intercontinental title and see how it goes.
Yeah. All right. The Universal Championship match. It is the strap match with champion Bray Wyatt as the Fiend. I believe he's doing the Fiend, not just Bray Wyatt, versus Daniel Bryan.
What do you got? I got the Fiend.
Yeah.
I got the Fiend.
Yeah.
Solid. It's going to be a solid match, too. You already, like, the two of them, they know each other very well. So, like, you know, their performance is going to be good. It'll be entertaining.
It will be.
You got concealed.
No, I got, like, a thought in my head, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, I guess it does make sense since, you know, Brock is in the Rumble and he's the WWE champion. So I can see the Fiend showing up in the Rumble, but not. Maybe he will show up in the Rumble, but not.
I could see that being a good surprise.
Maybe he won't be a participant. Maybe it'll just be one of those.
That would be good for him to interrupt it.
Yeah.
Interrupt it and throw Brock's behind out of there. Like, no, you're not about to.
Well, you know. I'll get into that when we get to the men's rumble, my prediction about that. But
because let's stay on that one since, you know, let's go ahead and stay on that one. Remember, I told you my idea, which would be a really funny idea. Find somebody, you know, saying as the second person that, you know, saying they can take, you know, Brock Lesnar, basically, you know, beat the crap out of him, you know, saying like as the match starts, because, you know, two people start off, beat the crap out of him. He doesn't get thrown, you know, saying thrown over the top of the ropes. He gets thrown, you know, saying just out of the ropes. That way he's still in the match. And he's just incapacitated for a little bit, you know, saying for a while. And then you let him just find his way back into the match, you know, saying the last 10 minutes. Because you know the man don't like to work that long. That man does not like to work that long. So you find a way to just basically, like, just keep him around. And then out of nowhere, and now he's back in the match, you know. And that's how you keep him there with your last five, you know.
Right. Well, sticking with the men's rumble, since we're – kind of on that, before we pick our winners, who do you have being the final four in the Rumble? Men's.
For men's, AJ's going to be in it, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, like, I got, like, AJ Styles. I don't know if Andrade's going to do two matches, dude.
I mean, I feel like Roman's going to be in two matches. Corbin will probably be in, but his match
ends. I can see Andrade, Roman, and then, you know, like, somebody else. But, like, yeah, Brock. Yeah, Brock, AJ Styles, you know, Andrade, and Roman.
So, out of those four, who you have as your winner?
That's tough. I mean, I would like to see Andrade, you know, Andrade or AJ Styles, you know.
So, you're –
I'll say Andrade, you know, saying
– You think Andrade's going to win the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, I'll say that. I'll go with that. I like Andrade, so.
All right. Well,
I know, because Ricochet is going. This is going to be his first one, and I don't think they're going to let him.
No.
They got something in the works for him later on.
So, a little bit of predictions in the Rumble match. I feel like Brock is going to be all right. So my final four, I have Brock, Roman, Drew McIntyre, and Randy Orton as the final four.
I almost went with that.
Or, you know, like, what? You know what? No. Brock, I say final five because I feel like Kane Velasquez is going to be in this Rumble. And
that could be a surprise.
So the final five will have Kane Velasquez and Brock, and then something with Rey Mysterio and Dominic will distract Lesnar. Kane Velasquez eliminates Brock Lesnar. Then Brock Lesnar gets in the ring and they fight and he eliminates him back or something. May set up a rematch of those two in the future.
Just don't let Roman win.
Well, going to my predictions. Oh, me. I didn't mean Randy Orton as my one of them. I meant Keith Lee. Keith Lee. They're going to kind of build on that some more. Keith Lee might actually make it to, like, the final three, but Keith Lee's not winning the Rumble.
Yeah, like, somebody from NXT being in the final four, I think, would be, you know, interesting.
But, so... Damn, man, I am messing this up big time.
What?
Because I forgot about Seth, and I'm pretty sure Seth is going to be in there, too, in the final mix. So.
Damn, yeah.
See, like.
I forgot, but.
That's what I love about the Rumble.
You never know what the Rumble.
Right, that's why I love.
You never know.
That's why I love it.
It really depends on who they leave as the last four, because if they screw that up and they don't do it right and they put the wrong four in there, everybody's just like, why? Why? You left all the good people go.
Well, let me tell you who my prediction for the winner is, and I know you're going to cry a river over this.
Cry?
Yeah. Oh. Roman. And I say that because he hasn't been in the title picture since he left and came back from his leukemia. he hasn't been in that main event picture. What better way to put him back in than winning the Royal Rumble?
Everybody asked him to stop.
What better way to put him back in than having him win the Rumble?
You let him win the Rumble, everybody's going to be like, all right, I'm out. Like they already told, like, it's not just me. It's not just me. As long as he's never touching, as long as he's not touching the main title, everybody's good. Go ahead and go get those, you know, send those mid-card titles. The man don't work hard enough. Like, you still have the John Cena, you know, so don't you remember the John Cena segment with him? I had to come back because you can't do your job.
I vaguely remember because
that was ad lib, man. That wasn't wrote. That was ad lib. That's another person that we forgot too. John Cena
as a surprise entrance.
John Cena might show up as a surprise entrance. He's a free agent. He can do whatever the hell he
wants. There we go. There we go. There we go. That's another thing we're going to add right now. First of all, let me put my prediction on here, written down. The runner up to Roman is going to be Drew McIntyre. They're going to tease. I think they'll tease him winning it this year, and then extra prediction for bonus points if you get it right. A surprise entrant. No, not anybody we just named, but somebody who hasn't been there for a while. Like, who do you think will be a surprise entrant in the Rumble? Like somebody who hasn't wrestled in a year, 2 years, 3 years, or has wrestled recently but hasn't been there for months. You know,
I don't trust CM Punk, so I feel like maybe.
I was gonna say that one too, but I feel like that one would be too obvious because he's working for the backstage.
It's very obvious.
I don't think he's ready for that yet, but
I could care less what he's ready for. I gave up. I just gave up. You know, but I think I don't know. I feel like maybe there's a chance that he might troll everybody and be like, "Yeah, I actually planned this the whole time."
Right. I think they're gonna set up a match at Mania with this surprise entrant, who was, I believe, recently cleared to compete.
Yeah.
That being Edge. He's going to come back after, like you say, Randy, because I think they're going to do something with him and Orton. And then Orton will have, you know, cleared the ring from like two or three people that were in there, and then, you know, 10, 9, 8, and then Edge comes out. And then they go at it. But I feel like Edge is going to be a surprise entrant in the Rumble.
That's a good prediction.
I mean, who knows? Because it's the Rumble.
Yeah.
For all we know, Goldberg's music could hit.
I know.
And everybody be like, oh God, Goldberg and Brock. And then it's like Gilbert, the dude from the Attitude Era, who was like the parody.
I trust him. I remember him very well.
Yeah, never know with the Rumble.
Please don't do that. Like, don't do throwaways no more. Like, I remember when they used to bring out, like,
I mean, I don't
Hacksaw,
mind.
You know.
I don't mind throwaways if they're, like, people returning to the company that haven't been there for a while. Like, say they gave a new contract to, think of something, the MVP or Carlito, for example.
Carlito and coming MVP, back, actually both like, of them are still wrestling.
Say coming back for like just as a mid-card, you know, person, and like I wouldn't mind something like that.
You know, the two of them actually still wrestle. They wrestle for Booker T's promotion, Reality of Wrestling.
But all right, well, we forgot about the Women's Rumble. Final four, who you got as your final four?
Sasha, definitely gotta go with Sasha. Man, I haven't heard Naomi's name in a while.
That was,
you know what I'm saying? So that's another, I'll make that my second one. Some reason, somehow, maybe you may see, like I said, Carmella in that, you know what I'm saying? I hope not. But you may see her name pop up in there. And I know they're going to have to throw in some NXT girls. They're going to have to. Who was really hot on NXT? Another female.
Shayna.
Besides Shayna.
Bianca Belair.
What was that other girl? Mia? There's another girl
or something. Yeah, Keith Lee's woman.
Yeah, she's another one. don't know. I guess Shayna. Shayna Baszler will probably be the last one. I feel like she'll be the one to win. That's who everybody else is going to be like, yeah.
So you said that's your prediction to Shayna?
Yeah. But then again.
That's also my prediction.
Uh-huh, yeah, like, I mean, that would be my realistic prediction, but I'm pretty sure, like, WWE's going to do a 180 on us. And
I think I know what that 180 will be, but.
You know.
Yeah. Which could be the thing we talked about before going on air. Or I'm going to change my prediction now because I haven't officially said it. I was going to go with Shayna, but we have a lot of similarity in our predictions. So I'm going to go differently here just to
shake it up.
And I'm going to say Charlotte wins it because I don't think she's won the Women's Rumble match yet.
No, she didn't.
That's one thing she hasn't done yet.
She had wrestled. She was already defending her title when they had it, so she wasn't able to be a part of it. So, yeah, that'll be another notch on her belt.
So I feel like that's – but the final four I have is Charlotte, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, because I feel like she's going to enter the Rumble as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe
– Well, don't – so let's go ahead and throw, like, our returns. You know, we'll have, you know, maybe Lita show up again. You know,
let's not do all that again because Trish, Michelle McCool,
you know, Sam, Michelle,
Tori Wilson, Beth Phoenix.
Michelle McCool came out there looking like a stick the last time and looked like she had tried to put on her old outfit and everything, like
a little loose.
It was loose, man. I thought I was the only one that saw that. Like, I thought I was the only one that realized. I was like, wait a minute, why does that don't look your whole outfit don't look right?
I feel like the surprise, if there's any in the women's, is going to be Ronda coming back.
I think so too.
Coming back, but
she's full time. She's been doing that toad. She did toad these.
So didn't she? So she went on that. What did she call it? The pregnation vacation.
I guess
or something, and that don't think it worked out. So she's just coming back.
She should hold off on that until she found a more suitable person than
Travis Brown.
How you gonna pick the worst UFC fighter to get married to?
But so those are our predictions, and we will definitely have to see who wins Sunday night.
All right, we are back. Let's get into the MCU news.
News and rumors from the MCU. All right. So, first thing we got going on here, I got some rumors for Ant-Man 3 from WeGotThisCovered.com. That's my source for this.
Okay.
The possible intro of a main MCU villain will happen in this movie. It's not much of a leak, but the guy who leaked this is the same guy who leaked that Taskmaster was going to be the villain in Black Widow, and that's the main villain in Black Widow.
Yeah.
The rumor is that either Norman Osborn or Victor Von Doom, Dr. Doom, will be introduced in Ant-Man 3.
Okay, so they're just going to be introduced. They're not going to be the villains.
No, they're going to be like it's going to end up being the main villain, but in the background role. So say, for example, it's like, oh, the benefactor. Well, who's the benefactor or whatever? Somebody who's, you know, supplying all these people to do what they do. And then in the background, it's one of those two.
Well, okay.
Just a rumor. I don't know how true that's going to be, but.
I don't know. It feels weird with it being, you know, being involved with Ant-Man, but that's.
I mean, it's MCU. It's all connected.
So. It's all connected. It could be interesting.
moving on to the Loki TV or Disney Plus series.
Yeah, this is one that we were supposed to get, you know, as soon as the, you know, Disney Plus came.
Yeah. I got the rest of these rumors are from Jeremy Conrad at MCU Cosmic. So this really isn't too much of a new a rumor or news. They apparently are looking to cast two stand-ins for the series, both female characters. One is an African-American female between 5'7 and 5'9 is what they're looking for. And the other is a white female 5'6 to 5'8 with blonde hair. To me, that could be, I forgot the girl's name, but it ends up being Doctor Strange's love interest. Or Enchantress, since we haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, we've not seen Enchantress at all.
And being the Loki series, Enchantress kind of makes sense.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I'm not sure what the other
I'm not looking sure.
for, but
not sure either.
But I mean, I feel like they could have used Enchantress with when they had.
I think we should have been had.
Yeah,
she should have been in the MCU.
But next rumors going on for Moon Knight, the Moon Knight series. I've heard that Daniel Radcliffe is being eyed to play Moon Knight.
That could be interesting.
And you know how Marvel sometimes, if they're gonna, they're getting ready to use a character for something like a movie or a show or something, months before they decide to do that, they'll reintroduce that character in the comics just to kind of get people a little bit more familiar if they haven't, you know,
the gotta let the casuals know who this is.
Well, Marvel just decided they were going to, I don't know if it's released yet now or if they're going to release, but they're doing a comic series on Werewolf by Night, who was a character in, like, you know, Moon Knight was introduced in the Werewolf by Night comic.
Now, is it confirmed that the show is live action or is that CGI?
Because
they never did.
They never really, I've never heard.
They never really, never really said whether or not they was going to do live action or CGI.
I could see live action because I feel like with Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness and it having horror concepts to it, the Moon Knight kind of Werewolf by Night kind of fits in that area. But I feel like if they're releasing this Werewolf by Night comic, it's not, everything's done for a reason at Marvel. And from what I understand, Kevin Feige is now in charge of the comics as well as the movies.
Jesus. So that is busy.
Yeah. So I feel like that's something to that. I take that with more than a grain. Like, it's, you know, I'm not taking it with a grain of salt. I feel like that's legit, legit news there. X-Men. So I don't know if all you comic people have recently heard that Kevin Feige had met with Patrick Stewart about Charles Xavier. I listened to the interview, and Patrick Stewart said that it's one of those things where he doesn't want to do it because he feels like his version of that character had its good ending with Logan.
Yes.
Kind of the same as Hugh Jackman with Logan, like that movie ended.
Yeah, like if you wanted to say I'm done with this character, that definitely was the
their
best
way to
way.
Do it, you know.
That they went the out best on way. Top. Logan, oh my God, that had me in tears.
Yeah. The only thing I can see them doing if he does decide to, you know, do it, it would only be as in, like, our little flash scene from the Multiverse of Madness or.
Well, no, if you have.
Or Secret Wars or something.
We're pretty much at the multiverse now, so he could just show up from another, you know, another universe.
That
he can be an old Patrick, you know, saying he can be an old Charles Xavier.
Well, in Secret Wars, wasn't there more than one of like certain characters? So I feel like that could be something that they do, but it's not, he's not going to be the new MCU's Charles Xavier.
I can see if he doesn't trust who they may run out to go get, maybe that's why he's like, hey, I don't really want to do this, but I don't want you guys to screw it up.
Right, consulting.
You know, let me be a consultant on who you choose next or whatever.
Yeah, but he's not going to be
no.
the new MCU Charles Xavier.
He can't be the new MCU. Like, he can't be the new MCU Charles Xavier. Like, at his age,
he's not going to be able to play Charles Xavier for the next 10, 15 years.
Well, he's not going to be able to. Like, he would be in charge of the New Mutants. That's the only thing I could. You know, that's it.
All right. So I know. All right, we're gonna go to this Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. It's said to introduce multiple new characters to the MCU, including one that Kevin Feige has always wanted to use. Now, this ties in with the WandaVision series, because I feel like with this multiverse stuff, there's going to be a multiverse trilogy consisting of the WandaVision show, the Loki show, and it'll end with the Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, because, you know, Wanda being in that movie, it all is going to tie. Those two are going to tie heavily into the Multiverse of Madness. So going into the WandaVision with that, it's the WandaVision show is set to introduce her kids, Wiccan and Speed. And now eventually it turns out that they were somehow conceived, like it was like the Immaculate Conception or whatever in the comic version, but it turns out that they were somehow made, Mephisto had something to do with it.
Oh.
So I feel like Mephisto could be that character that's introduced in Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, because they haven't really gave any hints on who it would be. So I feel like that is, could be the, you know, the person they're going to introduce in there, along with other people, since it's a multiverse movie. There's going to be people showing up that have not been introduced yet.
Yeah.
And speaking of the WandaVision show, an easy way, it's a rumor that they're going to, you know, it's not really, they're going to come out and say that they were mutants. Yeah. You know, they're going to have to figure out a way to explain the mutants. And an easy way to do that is, you know, back when Baron von Strucker was experimenting on them with the Mind Stone, which gave them their powers, there were other experiments, but those two were the only that survived. And that can be because they were mutants and the Mind Stone only, you know, activated or strengthened their powers. And that's really all they have to do for that.
That's it. Yeah, that I like that idea. Yeah. I mean, knowing Marvel, that's going to be something ridiculous they're going to come up
with. Not sure. But now, this next one is going to tickle your fancy,
bro. Oh, God.
Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
The Thunderbolts are rumored to be introduced between Falcon and Winter Soldier and the Black Widow movie. So, in the Black Widow trailer, she's holding vials of something red.
Mm-hmm.
Most people's first thought was Hank particle, the Pym particles.
Yeah.
But this took place before Endgame.
Yeah, okay? Let's say this took place way before a lot of stuff.
I feel like in those vials was blood, like Cap's blood, or maybe even Bruce's blood. So Captain America and Hulk's blood. And you remember in the Incredible Hulk movie when Thunderbolt Ross, you know, they did this whole, they tried to do the experiment on the one soldier and end up turning him into Abomination. This is going to be another attempt. And I feel like in the after credit scene, it's going to, I feel like there's going to be two after credit scenes in Black Widow, which is going to be one that's going to be like her memorial. They didn't do it in the Endgame. They'd like to do it for Tony and them because they knew they had the Black Widow movie coming out. So she'll get her own thing.
She'll get her own. Movie.
And then the second, I feel, will be introducing Red Hulk, Thunderbolt Ross, because he's in the movie. And I feel like that's going to show that the Thunderbolts were starting there. And it ties in with Falcon and Winter Soldier because of Baron Zemo being the main villain in that.
Yes.
And then I'm sure Taskmaster will be involved with it. I don't think he was one of the, you know.
Now, see, one thing I would have loved to have seen, and they already screwed this up. If you remember, Iron Man, I think it was Iron Man 3, they had already gave Brody the Iron Patriot suit.
One of my
favorite stories in the comics was when Norman Osborn took over the Thunderbolts and actually
became Dark Avengers.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When he took over the Thunderbolts, like, he was the Iron Patriot. And right. he literally like came and put on this persona that he was a hero. He was saving everybody, and like the whole time he was just plotting.
That's what the Thunderbolts are. It's a reformed hero. Yep. It's like Marvel's Suicide Squad, basically.
And I've always been a fan of Thunderbolts. Like, a lot of people are not fans of them. Like, there's people that I know that love comics. Like, a guy that I work with, I asked him about Thunderbolts. He said, "What's that?" I'm like, "Yeah, you don't know Thunderbolts, man?"
Well, I was actually speaking to one of my friends the other day about it, and when I brought up Red Hulk, he was like, "Red Hulk's never been into Thunderbolts," and I'm like, "Bro, Thunderbolt Ross is the Red Hulk. He's the fucking founder of the Thunderbolts," and he's like. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. But sorry, see, Andrew.
Now, when you bring up Thunderbolts, and the first thing I'm thinking about is Speedball. Speedball used to be a one-off character that was actually introduced in Spider-Man. And he actually used to be his, something like his protege a little bit. But there was an explosion that had happened, and his powers got reversed. And the only way he could really activate his powers is if he hurt himself. So he changed his name to Penance. Very cool character.
So notice how I went from Black Widow and the Flinders, Thunderbolt and stuff, and I said they're going to be rumored to be introduced in the Falcon and Winter Soldier. It literally leads right into the Falcon and Winter Soldier subject here. I've got quite a few rumors for this one. And by quite a few, it's two. So there have been leaked photos from the set of this, and there's a couple different ones. One being a photo of what looks like John Walker. And if anybody doesn't know who John Walker is, he's a character. His name is U.S. Agent. Mm-hmm. So he was like the Captain America who wasn't Captain America.
Yeah.
There's a photo of what looks to be him holding the shield that Cap gave Sam in Endgame.
Oh,
so the possible storyline for that section of it is, the government steps in and they're like, we're going to name the next Captain America. You can't, and Sam, you can't be the Captain America because you were a fugitive. You didn't sign the Sokovia Accords. Blah blah blah, and eventually he'll get that shield and he'll be Captain America. But I feel like that's going to be one of the little running storylines throughout that show is they take it from him. And then all of a sudden U.S. Agent does some shady shit and he goes and gets it back. Basically.
Yeah. You got to come up with something.
And then,
cause I don't know, honestly, I don't know where I would go with the whole thing.
The next rumor for that show is, so not only is it rumored to set up the Thunderbolts, it's also rumored to be one of the shows that's going to introduce mutants. So, and one of the rumors, there are more leaked photos from the set, and it's like, I think they're in the Philippines or something, and it's supposed to be set on the fictional Marvel island of Madripoor, which is like a haven for mutants, Hydra, and other groups of people. And Madripoor, in the John Burns X-Men run of comics, he paid a lot of attention to Wolverine. He gave Wolverine his, like, there was like another whole, solo series of just Wolverine. And in Wolverine number one from 1988, they introduced Wolverine's secret identity of Patch, who was just some dude working at a bar in Madripoor with a suit and an eye patch. And so that's Wolverine could be introduced
in a small,
it won't be to come right out and say, "Hey, that's Wolverine." But I'm sure there could be one of those little, they're looking for Zemo over there, and they walk into this bar, and in the background of the bar, you see some dude that looks like Wolverine with an eye patch over his eye. Okay, now we know that Wolverine's in the MCU. It might not even be the guy who's going to play him.
Yeah, but at least it'll be just somebody. It's going
to be some little introduction, and then maybe like at the end of the series, like the first season of the series, they might have like a little after credit scene.
Yeah.
And then it's something with Wolverine.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on all these?
I'm the last one with the Wolverine, actually.
It's weird. It's like a little, it's just so outlandish, but it's mm-hmm. just like.
I mean, I'm okay with it, you know, because you can always do, when you do find the right, you know, the right guy that is the one to play Wolverine, you can do a reshoot and give everybody a glimpse of that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, for example, like with Morbius coming out.
Yeah.
And them tying it into the MCU. If you go back and they there's that picture out now where it's Morbius was apparently in Spider-Man Homecoming. It's a guy walking in the background when Michael Keaton's guy is talking to the guy playing Scorpion in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to go back and retcon that to where they have a scene of Morbius in prison, and Morbius will walk by that, and it'll actually be, you know, his character walking by. So everything's always done for a reason.
Yeah.
And think about this too. Not only, you know, could they introduce Wolverine with Falcon and Winter Soldier. There is, like I said, people from Hydra, like Madame Hydra. I don't think I've seen her in MCU yet. She could be over there. Baron Zemo could be over there recruiting superpowered people for the Thunderbolts. You know,
all right, here's a question. Who is somebody that has not been in the MCU that you would like to see?
Well, besides any of the X-Men, well, Moon Knight's coming in.
Like, I mean, specifically somebody.
Well, technically in the MCU?
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silver Surfer, Ghost Rider.
Man, Silver Surfer. You know I love Silver Surfer. Mm-hmm. That's, man.
Well, I mean, that's another little rumor I could throw in here that, There's a rumor going around that old what the hell's his name? We talked about this the last time I was here. Keanu Reeves is possibly Silver Surfer. They're trying to find a role for him.
They want a big one for him.
So I could see him as Silver Surfer, Doctor Doom.
Honestly, I think Silver Surfer would be like really cool because he wants something big. You know,
that's one of them ones where it doesn't have to be as physical on him because it's going to be CGI mostly, you know. But
you know, honestly, in a crazy way, he would be like a for a full grown Warpath, he would be actually be badass.
I want a jacked Warpath. Like we talked about this like last time. I want somebody who's
you want somebody that's big,
huge, tall, beefy. Beefy. I mean, do you have anything to add?
No, not tonight.
Yeah, I'm definitely a lot quicker than I thought I was going to.
I mean, yeah, that's gonna be a wrap for today's episode. like always, we appreciate you guys, anybody that listens, and you know, saying only thing we ever ask is, you know, just share.
Share
and,
some more.
You know, saying comment. We're gonna be making sure that we have these links posted for everybody, and all we ask is just share.
Comment with some feedback for us, you know, or about stuff you want to hear. Comment your thoughts on, you know, what we talk about.
Any ideas, suggestions? Again, you know, something we always.
If you want to be involved with us, let us know.
Yeah, we would like to have more people that we want to bring in and actually get tons of opinions from everybody and stuff like that.
I know there's plenty of comic guys out here and wrestling.
Exactly,
we need it.
There's gonna be a lot of that. There's gonna be a lot more wrestling, a lot more comics, gaming, and a lot of other stuff coming soon. But like always, we appreciate you guys. You got something to add?
No. Just remember, Nerd Rage Entertainment.
Exactly.
Remember that name.
Yes, remember that. Big things, 2020. See you guys
on the next one. See you later.